Vital scriptures to build our ark. The flood of lies will come. We build our ark like Noah by absorbing and memorizing what God has promised. If you download the hard copy, then you can tick the box when you know the verse. We start with a warning about the Antichrist. Antichrist in the original Greek is Avrichristus, which is translated as Antichrist. Anti now means against. Anti in the original Greek is avri and means instead of. Antichrist literally means replacement of Christ or instead of Christ. Hence, many will believe him to be the real Christ. Then we have the false prophet. Revelation 13 describes him as a lamb. Jesus was pictured as a lamb, so he could be a quote-unquote Christian. The prophet Malachi said, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the Lord. Jesus said concerning John, this is Elijah which was to come, in Matthew 11 verses 7 and 14. Elijah called down fire from heaven. Now this so-called prophet will call down fire, proclaiming to be Elijah and that he is announcing the reincarnated and true Messiah, the Antichrist. Now we start with the verses. Psalms 91:4. His truth shall be your shield. Psalms 91:4. His truth shall be your shield. Revelations 12:15. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. The flood is a flood of lies, and the woman are the believers. Okay, Revelations 12:15. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Matthew 24:23. If any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Matthew 24:23. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Matthew 24:24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Matthew 24:24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and they shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Revelations 12:17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelations 12:17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelations 19:10. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Revelations 19:10. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Then we have the basic scriptures for the last 7 years. Daniel 9:27a. Daniel 9:27a. And he, the Antichrist, shall confirm an agreement with many for 7 years. Daniel 9:27a. Daniel 9:27a. And he, the Antichrist, shall confirm an agreement with many for 7 years. Now 7 years is also the length of his tenure. Daniel 9:27b. Daniel 9:27b. And in the middle of the 7 years, he shall stop the daily animal sacrifice and place the abomination of desolation. Daniel 9:27b. Daniel 9:27b. And in the middle of the 7 years, he shall stop the animal sacrifice and place the abomination of desolation. 3.5 years are left. Matthew 24:15-21. Matthew 24:15-21. When you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, be ready to flee, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Matthew 24:15-21. Matthew 24:15-21. When you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, be ready to flee. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And in brackets it says the length of the tribulation is 3.5 years. This is mentioned 8 times in the Bible as time, times and a half a time, 40 and 2 months, and 1260 days, according to the lunar calendar of 360 days per annum. 3.5 times 360 is 1260 days. Matthew 24:29. Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. Matthew 24:29. Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. A nuclear war after effects, these are. Matthew 24:30. And then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Matthew 24:30. Matthew 24:30. And then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Matthew 24:31. Matthew 24:31. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect. Matthew 24:31. Matthew 24:31. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect. This trumpet is the last tribulation trumpet. Matthew 24:35. Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew 24:35. Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Then the next section is fear versus faith. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:12. I know who I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him till that day. 2 Timothy 1:12. 2 Timothy 1:12. I know who I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him till that day. Romans 8:38-39. Romans 8:38-39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38-39. Romans 8:38-39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 4:20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Romans 4:20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Luke 10:19-20. Luke 10, verses 19 and 20. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Luke 10, verses 19 and 20. Luke 10, 19 and 20. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Jeremiah 1:8. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Jeremiah 1:8. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Exodus 14:14. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Exodus 14:14. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. Isaiah 43:1. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Isaiah 43:1. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Hebrews 13:5-6. Hebrews 13:5-6. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Hebrews 13:5-6. Hebrews 13:5-6. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Psalms 91:5-7. Psalms 91:5-7. You shall not be afraid for a terror by night, nor for the arrow or bullet that flies. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Psalm 91:5-7. Psalm 91:5-7. You shall not be afraid for a terror by night, nor for the arrow or bullet that flies. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Next section is to stand your ground. 2 Timothy 2:3. Therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2:3. 2 Timothy 2:3. Therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Proverbs 1:10. My son, if sinners entice you, consent not. Proverbs 1:10. My son, if sinners entice you, consent not. 1 John 2:17. 1 John 2:17. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever. 1 John 2:17. 1 John 2:17. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever. Ephesians 5:11. Ephesians 5:11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Ephesians 5:11. Ephesians 5:11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. Wherefore come out from among them and be separate, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. Wherefore come out from among them and be separate, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Psalm 23:4. Psalms 23:4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Psalms 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Mark 8:35. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Mark 8:35. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Mark 8:36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Mark 8:36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Mark 8:36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And the next section is the price and reward of soldiers. Revelation 2:10. Fear none of those things. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. Fear none of those things. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. John 16:33. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Revelation 21:7. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he my son. Revelation 21:7. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he my son. 2 Timothy 3:12. And all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12. And all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 1 Corinthians 15:55. 1 Corinthians 15:55. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? 1 Corinthians 15:55. 1 Corinthians 15:55. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? 1 John 5:11. 1 John 5:11. And this is the record that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. 1 John 5:11. And this is the record that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Matthew 10:28. Fear not them which kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10:28. Fear not them which kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Revelation 20:4. Revelation 20:4. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verse 4. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. And the next section says, he will take care of us. Hebrews 13:5. He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. 1 Timothy 5:8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. 1 Timothy 5:8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. And now, if God tells us to take care of our children, then we can turn around and tell God to take care of us, his children. That is, if we become and behave like one of his children. James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Matthew 6:24-26. Matthew 6:24-26. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or drink. Look at the birds of the air, for they sow not nor reap, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you much better? Matthew 6:24-26. Matthew 6:24-26. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or drink. Look at the birds of the air, for they sow not nor reap, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you much better? The next section is ignorance versus understanding. Daniel 12:10. None of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Daniel 12:10. None of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Psalms 119:130. Psalms 119:130. Entering into your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Psalms 119:130. Psalms 119:130. Entering into your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Proverbs 4:18-19. Proverbs 4:18-19. The path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto that perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They don't know over what they stumble. Proverbs 4:18-19. Proverbs 4:18-19. The path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto that perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They don't know over what they stumble. John 8:31. Then Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. John 8:31. Then Jesus said, if you continue in my words, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. John 15:19. You are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you. John 15:19. You are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, and therefore the world hates you. Revelation 12:11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Revelation 12:11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. The wise and the foolish. In Matthew 25, verses 1 through 4, we read about the 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. The foolish took their lamps, but did not take any extra oil along. They are believers, but they have no oil reserve, as they don't know God's word, so the lamps went out. The wise, however, took oil in their jars along with their lamps, and they are the believers who know God's word and promises and hide them in their hearts or jars, and they memorize them. So at the site johanpeters.in, you find Bibles, Gospels, many pamphlets on all kinds of subjects, and you can choose from 9 books, all completely free, no strings attached, no cookies, no info requests.